Campbell Brown at 8 p.m. You can find out why some residents of Montana think that their state has made a double fault with their tax dollars. I bet Jeffrey Myron would weigh in on that. And then AC360 investigates why stimulus money is going to so many companies that have a history of law breaking. The stimulus project, all this week, 6 a.m., 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And a quick check of your top stories this hour. Prior to his first State of the Union address later this week, President Obama set to roll out some economic relief to America's cash-strapped middle class. The proposals are said to range from doubling down on child care tax credits to elder care. President Obama expected to announce the initiatives later this morning during a meeting of his middle class task force. And we're getting word out of New Orleans this morning that the U.S. Coast Guard has suspended its search in Lake Pontchartrain for a missing U.S. Navy pilot. Apparently, he and another pilot were aboard a training plane that crash-landed into the lake late Saturday night. One of the pilots, we're told, was rescued. The Navy is yet to identify either of those pilots. And it appears that Blue Dog Democrats are about to lose another member of the PAC. Dual sources telling CNN now that Arkansas Rep. Marion Barry is expected to announce today that he will not seek re-election and will instead retire at year's end. He'd be the 12th House Democrat to announce that he's not running for re-election in the 2010 midterm vote.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。